Okay, this one is weirdly good. One line of vibe and suddenly the agent gets better? That is such an exploring next title, I can't even be mad.
The title is ridiculous, but the mechanism is more grounded than the title. They're basically asking what the smallest skill optimization loop is that still has a reason to exist, and they strip it down to trajectory exploration, consensus mining, and independent validation.
Yeah, and that matters because the thing people keep shipping is these giant self-edit pipelines that sound sophisticated and then nobody can explain why half the parts are there. If you can get the same or better behavior with fewer moving pieces, that's not academic minimalism, that's product survivability.
Exactly. The paper's core move is to treat skill optimization as zeroth order optimization over a text artifact, but with a big caveat, classical ZO is poking blind numerical states, and here you've got actual execution traces. Those traces are the interesting part. They're not noise, they're debugging evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say consensus mining, they mean don't overreact to one cursed run, compress across trajectories, look for invariance, and avoid baking in a single failure mode as if it were truth. Then the validation gate is just a held out check so the optimizer doesn't grade itself on the same mess it learned from.
That part feels very shippable, honestly. It's the same instinct as every good developer tool. Make the feedback loop short, make the signal legible, and don't let the system congratulate itself too early. Also, I love that they lean on the file system. Very everything is a file. Very
right, and they actually claim the file-centric version beat the fuller skill opt setup in their pilot, which is the sort of result that should make people nervous in a healthy way. Because if the simpler loop wins, then a bunch of the extra machinery may have been acting like a speed bump disguised as rigor.
A speed bump disguised as rigor is brutal, but fair. And I think that's why the production story here is interesting. They're not saying, here's a new magical agent brain. They're saying, your skill docs are editable code, your harness is editable code, and the optimization loop can live in the same place developers already work.
That's the part I buy most. Skill files are already a real operational surface in places like Copilot-style systems, so a VS Code extension that triggers evolution with a slash command is not fantasy. It's not nothing that they also generalize the same pattern to harness opt, because then the target isn't just the skill text, it's the environment around it too.
Yeah, and the benchmark numbers are strong enough to notice. They report live math gains of plus 8.8 on GPT, 5.5, and plus 25.4, on GPT, 5.4 nano, and then on spreadsheet bench, the harness version gets GPT 5.4 nano to 0.7758, above the bigger model standard pipeline at 0.7620.
Right, but I'd keep the goggles on there. The result is impressive, especially because they say the nano model can beat the larger one once the harness is co-designed, but I'd want to know how much of that depends on their particular task family. These are exact-
Sure, but that's still a real product lesson. If a smaller model plus better scaffolding can outrun a bigger model plus sloppy scaffolding, then the buying decision shifts. People stop asking only which model and start asking, what loop are we actually shipping? That's a very different procurement conversation.
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not dunking on the paper. I think the architecture is sane. I just don't want anyone to read one line of vibe and think the line itself is the magic. The magic, such as it is the discipline around what gets explored, what gets kept, and what gets rejected.
You had to say, such as it is. That's the Ava tax. But no, I think you're right. The line is the button, not the engine.
Exactly. And that's why I like the minimalism here more than the branding. It's not pretending the agent has discovered enlightenment. It's just reducing the amount of ritual between a bad skill and a better one.
Okay. That's a great line, and also kind of offensive to half the agent tooling market.
Good. They can survive.
So my read is, this is plausibly shippable for teams already living in skill files and harnesses, especially if they want a practical way to improve agent behavior without touching model weights. I'd put real money on the VS Code style workflow showing up in more products, because developers will absolutely use the path of least resistance.
I'd go softer on the adoption curve, but not on the mechanism. The paper is strongest where it stops trying to be grand and just shows that direct file editing, consensus over trajectories, and independent validation can beat a more ornate loop. That's a useful correction, and honestly, we needed one.
We did. I cannot believe this is how we're spending a Wednesday, arguing about, all right, I'm going to go stare at the GitHub repo and pretend I'm not tempted to build a little slash command monster out of it.